Murals and public art were popularized in the U.S. through the WPA funding during the 1930s in the work of the Tres Grandes, or the Three Giants, José Orozco, David Siqueiros, and Diego Rivera. Since then, various social movements and diverse communities have found murals and public art as an effective means to communicate ideas, document histories and struggles, and preserve cultural practices and traditions. 35 years ago, in Venice, California, three women came together and explored the role of art in preserving history and communal memory. In the development of the Social and Public Art Resource Center, otherwise known as SPARC, these women began to see art as an integral part of the civil rights and social justice movements of that time. SPARC's mission statement reads, SPARC was founded in 1976 by renowned muralist and distinguished UCLA professor Judith F. Baca, filmmaker-director Donna Deitch, and artist-teacher Christina Schlesinger. SPARC has been a catalyst for social change through the arts and a home for artistic innovation, creating public art as a vehicle to promote civic dialogue, foster cross-cultural understanding, and address critical social issues. SPARC is particularly committed to producing and promoting work that reflects the lives and concerns of America's ethnically and economically diverse populations, including women, the working poor, youth, the elderly, and newly arrived immigrant communities. Our ultimate purpose is to examine what we choose to memorialize through public art, and to innovate means which not only produce excellent artworks, but also provide a vehicle for the betterment of community through a citizens' participatory process. SPARC's works are never simply individually authored endeavors, but rather a collaboration between artists and community members, resulting in art which rises from the community rather than being imposed upon it. This text was taken from SPARC's website, www.sparkmurals.org.
On October 20th, 2012, SPARC celebrated its 35th anniversary of creating sites of public memory within the larger LA area by holding a fundraising event at its home, the old Venice Police Station. The night consisted of speeches and awards that acknowledged the founders, artists, and cultural workers that continue to work to preserve and produce sites of memory through the arts. The night had an air of remembering and acknowledging the work of SPARC, which was framed by large digital murals produced by the Digital Mural Lab and large prints of various murals spotlighted around the entire building. Attendees of the night got a first glance of a new show in the Duran Gallery, which highlighted sketches and documents of past murals from the SPARC archives. In the audio that follows from the 35th anniversary, we hope to highlight the history of SPARC and how this art center has taken art outside the gallery and museums and put it into the hands and memory of the people. Our first audio segment is from Donna Deitch, one of the three founders of SPARC. She explains how SPARC began with a break-in into the old Venice Police Station 35 years ago.
How it all sort of started, in a way, is that during that era, 35 years ago, when we all believed that we could do anything, and so Judy was my partner at the time. And, you know, how it is, we can talk each other into just about anything. That was all part of the time and part of how we were. And so this jail was boarded up. It was, the police had gone. They had gone to a new jail. And so one day, Judy and I decided we got to break into this place. So we came over here and we broke into the place and got the bright idea that we could turn this into SPARC, Social and Public Art Resource Center, turned into a community art center. And that is how the whole thing began. And as I said, it was all part of that spirit of we can do anything. And I think that 35 years later, and the fact that all of you are here, is just a confirmation of that truth, because we're all in that together. And we have a lot more to do, of course. And I think most of us know what that is.
Christina Schlesinger, another founder of SPARC, explains how SPARC got its name and the relationship between art and preserving history.
I'm Christina Schlesinger, and my part of the story is a little bit different. I came from the East. I was running away from the East Coast, and somehow I ended up in Venice, California in the early 70s. And man named Curtis comes up to me and says, I think there's somebody that you might want to meet. And it was a woman who, the name was, at the time was named Judy Grupp, and she was trying to organize artists to go paint the Venice, history of Venice murals. And history was made. Judy had said, why don't we take this idea of the citywide mural project and make it, you know, our own? That's when the break-in happened. And we said, this place needs a name. And so that was where I was able to help out a little bit. I thought about the Weathermen and the idea of it only takes a spark to start a prairie fire. And that was where the idea of spark came from. Don't get to figure out how Spark became, could become Spark, the Social Public Art Resource Center. That it's still, 35 years later, is still there in the all the things that we stood for, public art, art being accessible, art being important, art mattering, that you can, I mean, so much of what Spark has done has been looking at history, rewriting history, putting in the chapters of history that's been missing from the history books, telling the stories of people that need to be told. The Tungahawk Wash is an example of that. All that stuff, making art matter, making art public, making art, you know, just be a significant factor in political consciousness, in aesthetics, in politics, in economics, hiring and training young artists, all that is still mattered then and matters even more now.
In this next audio, Judith F. Baca, a founder of Spark, contextualizes the history of Spark and how the organization situated art as a political and public force that was an integral part of the social change and civil rights movement of that time.
Well, what I'm really amazed about in these last days of excavation and preparing to have you all come tonight is the experience of pulling things out of an archive and seeing a story refreshed in my mind, and the words of the people and the experiences of the people all coming back to me, and many of you are here tonight. And it's such a great thing to know that we made a life together, that we actually transformed the world together. We believed that art could create change, that it didn't have to be superficial, that it didn't have to be simply objects that were for sale, that it could be something that went to the heart of the matter, and that we were important people in a social change and civil rights movement. And I'm proud to be here with my partners and to remember those days with them. We were crazy little girls. And these little girls, like the young girls that are out here, please take a look at us, because you're next. We're getting tired, and it's your turn. So tonight is a moment for all of us to remember 35 years of production, and for all of you who are out there, who lifted a brush, who were with us in a particular moment, thank you for being here, and thank you for remembering our story.
Maria Elena Durazo, a longtime labor rights organizer, explains not only how Judith Baca produced murals about labor struggles in LA, but through the process of production, gave voice to the voiceless and the marginalized.
And they create it's ordinary men and women, ordinary people doing extraordinary things with extraordinary power. And the first mural that Judy and Baca and Spark did that we were involved with, she had the housekeepers and the cooks and the dishwashers come in, and she did what is now known as focus groups. But she did it with them, to talk to them, to listen to them, to feel from them. And what she produced, what they all came up with together, she didn't say, I will do this. I know what's best for them. I know how to project their struggle. She didn't come up with that. She didn't have the arrogance of doing that. She said, I want to hear it from them, and together we will come up with it. And so the mural were these buildings, these hotels and office buildings downtown representing the tourism industry. and just as tall or taller was a cook, was a housekeeper, and a bellman. And she put them where they were due, where they were worthy of being, which is taller and more important than those buildings, than those hotels, and those restaurants. That's what she did. That's what the team did. And to give voice, to continue to help them in their struggles, to give them voice for what they do every single day.
This next audio is a recording of Francisco Letelier receiving the David Siqueiros Award. Francisco talks about the role of collective art process and murals as a vehicle to remember struggle, produce community, and embody the power of collective imagination.
It was right here at SPARC, an organization inspired by the Mexican muralist, that Francisco found artist sanctuary and support following his arrival in Los Angeles. It is appropriate that Francisco received the Siqueiros Award tonight. The great Mexican master Siqueiros was given asylum in Chile in 1941 through the intervention of Chilean poet and friend Pablo Neruda. In Chile, Siqueiros painted Death to the Invader as homage to the common histories of Chile and Mexico and to every Latin American country. I am grateful to SPARC and to all present here tonight for acknowledging a great poet, a fighter for freedom, and a muralist. My friend and inspiration, Francisco Letelier.
Art has the ability to reveal unexplored territory. And I have experienced that discovery every time I'm involved in efforts to bring art to places that it's needed. Now, in most cases, art is most needed right where people are too busy for it. Right there where people are doing other, more serious things. The role of our collective imagination is so often misunderstood and underestimated. The processes enacted through the collective arts are vital to all of us. And it's simply not enough to be a spectator. The role of our collective imagination is important. When people join their minds and work together, something noteworthy always happens. Have you noticed that when we come together and do things together, amazing things happen? We got to keep doing that. And that is the greatest strength of imaginative power, of our imaginations working together. Murals and other kinds of participatory public art provide opportunities to get the best from collective thinking. You see, together, we can create intelligent culture. We can spread information and share what is vital. Art affirms life. It heals the spirit and gives a voice to the silenced. It helps us remember who we are, where we've been, and most importantly, gives us an opportunity to imagine what we want to be. And that's why creating opportunities for public art is so important. Acts of collective imagination can lead to real solutions. They provide something that throughout history has proven true, authentic, enduring, fulfilling. Something vital is sustained here at SPARC, even though, y'all, it began with a break-in. Something vital. It includes the belief that art can inspire, celebrate, create community, create a sense of belonging, but it's more. It's more than this. There's a thread throughout human history that reminds us that art is the vehicle through which we pass on our stories and create our futures. David Alfaro Siqueiros was not satisfied with art that was relegated to galleries and museums. He believed that art could join with other forces and create change and inspire us for our goals, to create a better world. As a young person in Chile, I first witnessed, as Isabel told us, I witnessed for the first time how social movements can be strengthened by mural making and the participatory collective processes that are included in making murals. When the military overthrew the government of Salvador Allende, muralists were imprisoned, walls were whitewashed. You see, murals are not just painted walls. Murals can be painted containers of fire and brilliance that with passion move others to respond to a world that can be made better. At Spark, art is brought out of the containment zones created in many museums and galleries and given back its brilliant teeth, its claws, and magic. It remains crucial for all of us to continue to reimagine what art does, to look away for a moment from art institutions, places, conditions where art can only be seen as a commodity or a decorative element. It's important to give art an opportunity to enact its power. We have to keep occupying the world with art, expression, and with our collective acts of culture. Murals are so vital to all of us and to the stories we tell about ourselves, so important to the passing on of culture and community. The ideas that are made visual and given form through a mural serve to create monuments for memory, for culture that endures beyond the scope of our human lives, and that endures beyond the life of mural, a particular mural. It endures because we come together and remember and create memory.
For more information and to stay updated with the current events and programs at Spark, please check out their website, www.sparkmurals.org. This has been a production of Radio Autonomía, Zapatismo in the Bay.